stories came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with the murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWE.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
Wayne has been patiently waiting on the line. Hiya, Wayne.
Wayne?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I do this alone, I guess, but I fight what people say sometimes, even though I understand the meaning. And one of the things is we constantly hear and say, and I understand what people are saying. They talk about our, and he was just talking to Senator Tugbill, both mentioned our right to carry weapons or bear arms under the Second Amendment, when it's not really true. Our rights, as you know, if you think about it, comes from our Creator. The first 10 amendments are all limits on government. And I just would wish people would do it the right way, that the government cannot take that right away from us. that was given to us by our Creator. And in so many things, like the word democracy used, the word racist, everything is racist, so it has no meaning anymore. But I just thought when I heard that a while ago, I said, I wish people would understand that all 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, and I think if you think about it, they are limits on government and do not provide us anything. They are limits on government.
That's a fair point. That is a very, Wayne, you bring up a very good point that now it, what it does is it protects our right to bear arms.
Right.
And the courts have constantly upheld that right over time. And so, we still call it a Second Amendment right. We have First Amendment rights. Rights protected by the First Amendment. Rights protected by the Second Amendment. But it's gotten, the shorthand of it is that they're rights that are protected. But you're right, Wayne.
And to your point, Wayne, this is instilled in the Ninth Amendment, that these rights listed in the first 8 amendments are not an exhaustive list. Your rights are as numerous as the stars, possibly, and all the different ways you can use that presumption of liberty.
And the thing, if we hear people talk about the constitutional right to vote, there is no constitutional right to vote in a federal election. It does state in there a couple of places that people cannot be discriminated against, but to vote, electing a president, it's up to the state to decide how they want it. And a person themselves do not actually have a right to vote. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Constitution.
All right, Wayne. Well, I appreciate the call in, love.
And I appreciate the show, and I thank you for taking the call.
Thank you. You guys are listening to April Marie Fogel. Oh, I said you guys. I gendered you. I hope you're not offended. Let me just say, if that's the most offensive thing you've heard from me this week, you're doing well. Before I get going onto this today's events on the Capitol, I do want to remind you to go visit my friends at Mortgage Corporation of the South. John Williams and his team over there can help you in this wild west of a housing market where homes are going on the market and getting scooped up within hours. Hours. Some houses not even making it to the market. Coming soon sign and then it's gone. I know that. That's what happened to my fiance. You want to be pre-approved for the amount of mortgage you can get. You don't want to be wasting your time on houses that are outside of your limits, and you want to be making offers, coming in with offers that you know you can finance. So go visit John Williams and his team. Tell them that April Marie with the Dan Moore Show sent you. Their number is 567-9000, 567-9000. Their office is on the mountain in Wetumpka. And in addition to new home buyers, they can help you. They can also help you if you're a new home buyer as a veteran. The other thing they can do is equity loans. Those are my favorite loans for the moment because I feel like that's where a big need is. If you own land, if you own a house, if you own a vehicle, and you need some cash out of that. So your house, you bought it for $200, it's worth $350 now. You've been making payments. That is equity. That can be money in your pocket. So call our friends 567-9000, 567-9000, and talk to them about how to make that happen. Their NMLS ID is 232876, and they're an equal housing lender. I gotta slow down with this next story because I want to choose my words carefully. And that is, I want to talk to you guys about the what's happening right now with the committee that in which four officers, Capitol Hill police officers, are testifying about January 6th. And I have very strong feelings about what happened on January 6th. I was in communication with a reporter on the scene, with a Hill staffer. I was watching things unfold, and in my life, and this is going to sound wild to people, but in my life, January 6th was a scarier moment to me personally than 9/11. And let me tell you why. The reason is because it was personal to me. The Capitol, we didn't know what was happening. And I feared for the safety of those in the building. I feared for those who were going in. There was talks about militia. There was talks about assaults on law enforcement that came out very early on. And having read the testimony of some of these officers, one of them, we have his testimony in full. That would be Officer Harry Dunn, who was a U.S. Capitol Police officer. And he tells the story of how he was called the N-word, and how he was assaulted, and how he how scared he was, and how he's needed mental health treatment after this. And no law enforcement officer should have to face what many officers faced on that day. And it's really challenging for me to reconcile the multiple things that happened that day. And what I get really frustrated with is that the narrative that that this was a violent insurrection, unlike anything we've ever seen before, and everybody there that day was an insurrectionist. I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe that to be true. I don't know that to be true. I know that there were people at the Capitol that day who were violent. There were also people in the Capitol that day who did not believe that Biden had won the presidency and did want to stop the proceedings. There were also people who were trespassers, who were rioters, and all of them are being lumped in together, and which is just disingenuous and wrong, because they need to be looked at as everybody for their independent roles. And when we were talking about earlier this year and last year about BLM rallies and Antifa rallies, the news was always always quick to point this out. It was mostly peaceful. There were a number of trespassers in the U.S. Capitol building that day. And I am okay, not that anybody asked my permission, with calling them rioters, especially the ones who went in knowing they weren't supposed to be there. But I don't feel like lives should be ruined. I feel like the consequences of actions should be dependent on the individual's actions that day. I'm reading some of the stories of what happened earlier today, and one of the officers said that, said of Trump, This is the officer who's I was quoting earlier, Officer Dunn. He said, "If a hitman is hired and he kills somebody, the hitman goes to jail. But not only does the hitman go to jail, but the person who hired them does. There was an attack carried out on January 6th, and a hitman sent them. I want you to get to the bottom of that." Donald Trump didn't hire a hitman. These weren't hitmen. These were people. These were individuals who pre-planned, a number of these individuals pre-planned their attacks, and the indictments against them show that. They pre-planned the attacks. They communicated throughout. They came in tactical gear. They came with a plan to breach the barriers. And then there were a number of people who came with no intention of doing that and got caught up in the crowd. And should everybody be punished if they broke the law? Yes. Did everybody break the law equally? No. Should every single individual who assaulted a law enforcement officer have the book thrown at them? Of course. If you damaged property, you broke down doors, broke through windows, that should be handled appropriately too. But what I see in this committee is exactly what I was afraid we were going to see in this committee, in that it is not a full representation of what happened there. And if we're going to address what happened, we need to address it as a whole, not as if everybody who walked in that day had the intention of killing somebody or damaging property. I'm going to continue with this conversation after our break, but you guys are listening to April Marie Fogle filling in for the Dan Morris. You can call and talk about this subject, 272-9228. Be right back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, hello, everyone. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. I am discussing the hearings on the Hill today about January, the events that happened on January 6th. I do not like throwing every individual there into one basket, because people behaved differently. People had different intentions. And I think it's important that we recognize that. Soldier Boy, how's it going?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call today.
Of course.
I'm going to talk facts. I'm not going to deal with opinions. I'm not going to deal with conspiracies. I'm just going to deal with facts. Not truths, but facts. Because facts can't be disputed. One of the first facts is, where were the Department of Justice and the FBI when all the federal courthouses and federal buildings were under attack last year?
That's a very good question.
Federal building is a federal building. I mean, you can call it the Capitol. A federal building is a federal building, I thought, according to the feds. Is that correct?
Say that one more time. Yes, a federal building is a federal building in terms of what the property. Now, that said, I the U.S. Capitol, the attack, I watched courthouses being burned. I watched buildings being attacked. But yes, there was a reaction in my heart, in my mind, at seeing the U.S. Capitol under attack. I walked those halls, and maybe I shouldn't, but as an American, I take pride in the U.S. Capitol and in the Senate and House chambers, and in the White House, for that matter.
Well, I look at it as every federal building is the people's building, period, because we're federal taxpayers, and people need to get that straight. Second thing is, if you watch the video that was released, and that's probably a reason why they don't want to release a lot of the video, if you notice, a lot of the Capitol Police inside the buildings were given basically tours.
Well, I've
come on in. Let me show you. It stinks so much with FBI entrapment. Come on in so I can get you in there to make it look like you're coming in there. And a lot of the video that had been released, I watched it on Hannity and I watched it on Tucker, and none of those Capitol Police officers felt endangered.
Okay.
And a lot of people got suckered into it.
Now, Soldier Boy.
Okay.
There were law enforcement officers who stood out of the way or guarded other doorways. And I've seen countless hours of videos myself. None of the officers were, a lot of what the officers were doing were trying to de-escalate a situation.
Agree.
And not make it worse and not get themselves harmed. I don't believe there was an officer there. Let me take that back. I believe there were two officers there who got suspended for their behavior, one of which was like somebody put a MAGA hat on him. But by and large, the officers there were trying to do their job, which is keep the building secure and keep those inside safe.
And one Capitol Police officer was a cold-blooded murder.
And
shooting an unarmed person.
I still would like to see answers on what happened to Ashley Babbitt, without a doubt. On the other hand, Ashley Babbitt should not have been attempting to breach the chamber she was. Now, I'm not saying she deserved to die. We don't shoot unarmed individuals.
It's not China. In Tiananmen Square, we don't like what we see. We just start, killing people, unarmed especially.
No, we don't. And there is there should be answers to that. But this was an angry people, some with very bad intentions. We're talking about a different group of people who are with Ashley Babbitt than the ones who were staying within the velvet rope lines initially when they got into Statutory Hall. These were two different groups of individuals. And Ashley Babbitt, she knew not to go through that glass. And the guys who put her through that glass, the people who were lifting her up, they also bear some responsibility in this situation.
Well, let's see how many, all the Congress individuals that screamed and holler about, was it four or five people had died during that so-called breach, a.k.a. what I call more of a tour opportunity?
No, Soldier Boy, don't call it. See, we have a responsibility as Americans to not downplay what happened that day. It wasn't a tour. There was trespassing, there was rioting, there was, in fact, violence, and there
was... Trespassing's a misdemeanor. It's not a big whoop-de-doo.
But under these circumstances, it was different. Under these circumstances, how the trespassers got in the building? Others beat the crud out of law enforcement officers. That's how the trespassers got in. The trespassers got in because law enforcement was overwhelmed.
Oh, like the Capitol Police officer that was bludgeoned several times in his face and was murdered by a fire extinguisher who really died of a heart attack at home.
Well, one officer was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. I've seen that video. But yes, there was conflicting reports about that. And I do want answers on Ashley Babbitt's death, but I will not downplay. And we as Americans, not we as conservatives, we as Americans cannot downplay this. But that's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for honesty on both sides.
You're not going to get it.
Those of us on the right, those of us have to say... yes, bad things happened, and there were bad people that day. And the left needs to say not everybody who walked into that building was there to overthrow the government. And that's what we need.
Okay, you're saying bad people did bad things, okay? Bad people did bad things in that scenario all year last year to several dozen federal buildings. They attacked the White House. Remember that the Secret Service had to come out the second night and had to guard the fence? Where are those people arrested at? Where is the Department of Justice, FBI doing on that one?
Soldier Boy, I have no doubt, and I'm not going to even a little bit downplay the hypocrisy between the FBI and the police departments and the way that conservatives were treated and the way that...
Do you agree that the White House was being attacked?
I don't remember. I don't think the White House itself was under attack that I recall.
Yeah, it was. You didn't watch it. I kept up to it day to day, and it was attacked by protesters on the outside of the fence. And that's when they had to bring the president down into the panic room downstairs, they had to put out the Secret Service out because the D.C. police officers were not showing up.
I do remember him going to the panic room. All right, Soldier Boy, it was great to hear from you, friend.
All right, bye.
I cannot just say it was tourists walking around. There were people who had no intention when they woke up that morning of going into the Capitol who went into the Capitol, but that doesn't make them tourists. Chris on the line. Hiya, Chris.
John Sullivan, a BLM activist, was filming inside the Capitol.
Yes.
Yet no one has ever found out why that guy was in there in the first place. And one of his comments was, "I can't believe we did it." Plus, there's video of people rabble-rousing the crowd, and the crowd starts yelling, "Fed, Fed, Fed," because they know they're a federal intrusion. These people are working for the federal government. And this circles back around to the issue in Michigan during the supposed Whitmer.
Whitmire.
A kidnapper. Yeah, you know, the 18 people supposedly that were involved in the kidnapping, 12 of them were federal. They're actually working for the federal government and the FBI. And that's a fact. So you only had 6 of them involved. And that was your first trial run into attacking a Capitol. Remember, they walked into the state Capitol with their guns on their shoulders and all that kind of stuff. But then we come into this next false flag, which was the intrusion into the U.S. Capitol.
False flag how?
Well, I mean, come to find out, Nancy Pelosi, who has the control over the Capitol Police, she did nothing asking, you know, remember it was false that supposedly that Trump asked for the National Guard and it was not allowed. And I know that we've gone back and forth and, you know, we couldn't figure out why the National Guard was not activated and brought in there earlier. There's videotapes of people, buses coming in with who knows, could have been BLM activists. And then you also see the Capitol Police allowing these people to come into the Capitol. So there's a lot of questions out there. Now, would I suggest that the right is on the right side? Was it not a completely made-up event? No, I don't believe that. I think we have 500,000 people, you know, walking around the city, you know, and then you see them moving toward the Capitol. There's been questions about when this thing started happening. Some people say a flare was shot off in the air, and then this when the line of people who are at the Capitol during the Trump speech started making their way and making these supposed racist remarks to the police and all this stuff. And so what I would suggest to anybody is to kind of look at where the federal government, the FBI, is involved in this. The Whitmer stuff was the trial run. The Capitol was what they went for the second time around. And so my question is, what did Nancy Pelosi know? When did she know it?
Well, I believe that when the law enforcement officers initially testified on this before this particular hearing, there was a lot of information that had been passed, especially to the feds. From even Parler said that they told they alerted law enforcement. Some of the standalone congressional offices alerted Capitol Police. There was a lot of decisions, a lot of people trying to, send up flares about this this possible situation occurring, and it looks like a real hole through leadership, as if leadership just fell down on the job for keeping the Capitol safe.
Why would they do that?
That's a very good question, Chris.
Because they wanted the optics of this happening. They want to get rid of Donald Trump. They want to say he incited a riot. And I'm telling you right now, the other thing is the pipe bombs. We still don't know who laid out those pipe bombs.
That's a very good point. All right, we're going to hit a break here. I'm going to continue with this topic when we come back, though. If you guys want to get in on it, 272-9228, 272-9228. You're listening to April Marie Fogle.
Know whether he's coming or going, but
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey folks, it's Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s, heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected, and a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again, triple-digit heat index, more scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listening to April Marie Fogle. Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble. I have been looking at what happened this afternoon during the January 6th hearing. And I just think it's so important for us to discuss this. And again, this isn't a conservative versus Democrat thing. This is a facts and reality versus lies, myths, and just flat out wrong accusations. Not everyone who entered the building was a violent insurrectionist. Also, not everybody who came into the building was a tourist. Some people went into the building with very nefarious plans that they had spelled out ahead of time of stopping the proceedings and possibly even hurting individuals. The fear felt by those in the building that day, and I've spoken to several of them, it became real at some point. And from the outside looking in, somebody watching it on unfold in live streams and in media accounts, we just need to, as a country, acknowledge what happened without, and this is the key caveat here, without exploiting what happened. I think what Democrats are doing on this panel, on this commission, is everything conservatives feared they would, which is exploiting what happened that day. They are making it seem like it was an entirely worse attack than it was. That's not to downplay or discount the destruction of property. That's not to downplay, discount the assault on the law enforcement officers. But it just isn't what they're saying it was. Oz on the line. Hey, Oz.
Hey, April Murray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. So, formalities, MCS and Sweet Creek, 116.
Good job, Oz.
Thanks. So, what I believe we need to verbalize and everybody needs to kind of get out is not that we think it's fake. And I say we, the right, conservative, Trump supporters, we don't think this was fake. I'm just wondering how many plants were there and what was their intention. Because obviously some of the videos did show that there were BLM activists and there were left supporters that were there instigating some of this, which may have pushed others over the edge to do things that shouldn't have been done. So, yes, this should not have happened. Yes, this was it was a violation on the United States. But I believe a lot of it also was orchestrated and was planned by people that wanted it to
occur. Oh, we lost you, Oz.
Oh, well, sorry, you got me?
It was orchestrated by people who instigated those who would have otherwise been there peacefully protesting?
Yes, that's what I believe may have happened. I mean, I believe there were some people, yes, on the right that were worked up and they were angry and they wanted their voices to be heard. But I do also believe that there were some of the wrong people there that stirred the pot, so to say, to make something happen that the Democrats wanted to happen so they could use it in their favor as a way to accuse Trump supporters of doing something that they shouldn't have done.
Well, there's no doubt that that even if Democrats say that there was no intention to exploit this crowd, the fact is they're exploiting them now. You can't read or hear the testimony from today. You can't listen to the comments, even from Kinzinger or Cheney or Pelosi herself. You can't hear the comments and not recognize that they're using this as a political weapon against not just Trump, but Trump supporters and Republicans throughout the Hill. And that's what this committee is about. And that's why Republicans rejected it. That's why conservatives rejected it, is because these hearings are intended to further the conversation that is built on a false narrative that everybody that walked in that day was a violent insurrectionist. And it is just that, a false narrative.
And I'm sorry, one other point if I can.
Sure.
I can't remember who it was that called in, but they said they were there and that there was, I think someone alluded to it earlier, there was a flare that was fired up that was like a signal, and some of the people that saw it said, okay, let's go.
Well, I've never seen that. I'll have to look that one up, Oz. All right, well, thanks for calling,
they called
love.
When Dan was still on, so check that out, yeah.
All right, you got it. All right, so we are heading into a quick break in just a minute. Before we get to that, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Dillon Rings. They're on 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Josh and Leslie are the owners. They've been in business for more than 27 years. They will buy your silver or gold. They'll take broken jewelry and buy that too. Maybe just something you have lying around that you're not using. Maybe you repurpose the stones into earrings or a different kind of necklace. Maybe you have Josh reset something for you. They are so incredibly talented, so thoughtful, and have become just personal friends, not just to mention supporters of this show. They have a great selection of jewelry and watches. Their Facebook is really great to watch because they remind you of the special events out there and show you some of their goods. So check that Facebook group out. 215-3669. 215-3669 is their phone number. I'm telling you, they've got a little bit of everything. The trendy initial necklaces, beautiful engagement rings, wedding bands, things for ladies, things for men, and even things if you've got someone a little younger. My daughter loves those little charm necklaces. They believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive, so they do have affordable pieces. Tell them that April Marie sent you. You will not regret it. We are going to hit a quick break here, and when we come back, more on what happened January 6th and the committee meetings today. Back in just a second.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for a better way to start your day? Start it with Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. News anchor David Lamb brings you the latest local news so you know what's happening. Meteorologist Ryan Stinnett gets you ready to head out with his updated local forecast. And our exclusive live traffic reports help you plan your drive so you're not stuck on the streets. Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7. Rise and shine.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road and the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. I'm really excited about tomorrow's guest. We're going to have Chris England on to discuss his prison issues. He's also the head of the Democrat Party. Justin Hart, who is an avid opponent of masking specifically children, but mandates that don't work. He's been silenced a little bit here and there through social media, but he was one of the biggest people in trying to keep small businesses open in the state of California. Huh, if you can imagine how hard that was during the pandemic. You're going to want to tune in to hear both of them.
And a quick reminder, folks, when you call in, Oz did it right. You need to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. In fact, both drawings, MCS as well. But Sweet Creek is near and dear to my heart. $60 worth, whatever you like from Sweet Creek. You could do all cookies. You could do all cake. You could do all alligator sausage. Maybe you want to pick up some hot, fresh ribs or a Boston butt. Could be a Cuban sandwich. Or you could just go with all sorts of jams and preserves and jellies. They really have it all down there at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And fresh produce, of course. Reed Ingram will literally go across state lines to find the freshest produce. But he will also go with some of these classics like the Silver Queen corn, that sweet corn that's so good, or the Chilton County peaches. There's so much, folks, that you can try down there at Sweet Creek. So stop by there. Be sure to find Reed and Karen Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener, that you're at April Marie and Joey talking about Sweet Creek. And be sure to get in on the drawing that we do every Friday from 2:30 to 2:45.
The peach ice cream.
Mm.
I am not. So I was like a pathetic little child when I went last week. And you know those little sample cups where you're like, oh, I just want to make sure I'm okay. No, I just sat there and ate sample cups. And the sweet girl behind the counter, I was like, oh, can I try this? Oh, can I try that? Yeah, it was thoroughly entertaining. I blame none other than Reed Ingram himself because he was busy. And so I had to entertain myself with their ice cream. True story.
Yummy. I can't blame you. I don't blame you.
So, talking about today's committee hearing, it wasn't a committee hearing. It's the select special something. I don't know what to call it. For January 6th, headlines around the country, guys. If you go online, you're going to see all of these headlines. And for whatever reason, the reason is to make conservatives look bad, make Republicans look bad, make Donald Trump look bad, make lawmakers like Mo Brooks look bad. That's why they're doing this. They want to keep this front and center in the minds of individuals who won't do the research, who won't watch the videos, who won't ask the questions. The fact is there were multiple different groups of people there that day. And let's go over who was there, okay? Yes, we had individuals with these paramilitary-like groups who pre-planned storming the Capitol, and some of them doing violent things. They were dressed in tactical gear. The charges against them include evidence that they plan to overtake the Capitol that day and to, in some cases, harm individuals. That group should be tracked down, every single one of them, including the ones that were not on site and were aiding support, and they should be prosecuted for that. They were truly planning awful and evil. You had the ones who were there and assaulted law enforcement officers or did property damage. Those individuals should be tracked down and they should be prosecuted. Now, some of those people there, again, went there with the intention of doing so. Others got caught up in the moment, but never in my life can I imagine anybody saying as a defense, I got caught up in the moment and I found myself kicking a law enforcement officer in the head. That is a moment of evil. And there should still be consequences for that. There were individuals who breached the Capitol and trespassed and went into the Capitol and did look around and then left. Those individuals trespassed. They should not be treated any differently than those who have trespassed in other circumstances. There are those who really just stayed outside the Capitol. And I guess the fifth group I would say is there were agitators. There were agitators there who were intent on pushing the crowds, on pouring gasoline on the fire that was brewing outside. And some of those included leftists. Some of those included people from the first groups who really wanted to overtake the Capitol. But I've seen images of senior citizens inside the Capitol that day. I've seen images of people and messages from people who clearly didn't understand what was going on. And how did I know they don't know? They were posting. They were posting photos and videos. Not a common occurrence of people committing crimes. Not so much. When Antifa and BLM go in and wreak destruction upon cities, they will beat you for having a camera. They will say specifically no cameras allowed. They will cover their faces in shame. There were individuals there on January 6th who did not understand what was happening around them. Didn't realize there were law enforcement officers being beaten. Didn't realize that that the shooting was about to happen to Ashley Babbitt. It is very important we talk about what happened that day, and we talk about it in the spirit of what actually happened. And we decry all violence against law enforcement, and we can decry some of what this committee is doing and making this out to be something it wasn't. The headline on the Politico story about today's meeting, a medieval battle. A medieval battle? There was an assault. There were insults on law enforcement officers. But I don't know that a medieval battle fully describes. Now, it may describe one officer's or several officers, dozens of officers' individual perspectives. But overall, and that was a terrible, terrible day for our country. But this was an attempt to overthrow the government. Most people weren't armed with firearms. As a matter of fact, I don't think they found a single firearm in the actual building. Now, that's not to say there weren't weapons. Anything can be used as a weapon if people want to. There were people who used fire extinguishers as weapons, people who used flagpoles as weapons. There were numerous things that were used, chairs, etc. But there were not firearms there. All right, there's my take on that, you guys. I just felt like we needed to talk about it. I've heard a lot of people downplaying it, and I don't want us to do that. I don't. 272-9228 if you want to get in the last couple minutes of this, of today's show. Joey, I feel like the media tonight is going to run amok with stories of how horrific this insurrection was, and take these statements from law enforcement officers and continue to misrepresent the event as a whole.
I mean, it was an embarrassing event. I said the next day on the 7th, this is a massive loss. It's always a massive mistake when you occupy the stereotype that your enemies brand you as. Mm-hmm. So when you're, you know, carrying around Confederate flags and using epithets and, you know, storming buildings in a violent way, never a good look. But when people want to say this is an insurrection, like crossing the Rubicon, my read on it is more like people urinating in the Rubicon. It's pretty embarrassing, not a good look, and it might actually be that there are some agents of Rome saying, go ahead, you can use it as a latrine, go ahead, it's fine. We won't use this against you in the future. Go ahead.
Well, I want people to understand that there were bad things that happened, and there were bad people involved, but not everybody was that. We've got a caller on the line. We'll just go right to him.
This is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Marie. Hey, Joey.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
We are good today. You calling again in on the drawings?
That would be awesome. 12:23.
All right, Chuck. Well, I appreciate it. Are you listening to the show today?
Listen to it every day.
Oh, cool.
I just want to tell you, probably like several million listeners, I turned off the TV. Just don't watch any news. People say that my head's in the sand. You know, I'm not being informed, not staying informed, but January 1st, I decided to fast all news, deleted everything from my phone. I'm staying in the Word and just listening to some great speakers, some great pastors. And I've never felt better in my life. I mean, I seriously have never felt better in my life. It's just a drama that you get when you turn on the TV, and I've gotten my 88-year-old mom to quit turning on at 5:30, you know, the melodrama of watching what's coming on, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and that heartbeat of things that we don't need to get spewed on by all the vile just rhetoric that's just, and I know you probably heard this a million times, but as a listener and not calling in because I would rather listen, which is the opposite of my, you know, my personality, but it just seems like it's the same drumbeat over and over and over. And I'm just so thankful. I just wanted to just throw it out, and I wanted to get in the drawing. I'm so thankful. I don't listen to it and watch, and just I feel a better energy in my life right now. But I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great show. I love y'all for what you do, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Chuck. Well, see, you don't have to watch the garbage that is news these days. You've got us to boil it all down for you. So, which I sincerely still appreciate the opportunity to do so. You guys have been great, great today. You are listening to April Marie Fogel. You can find me on the social medias at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. Don't forget, it's one of those pesky double first names when you call in. Yes, I go by both of them. I know it's annoying. If you miss any part of the show, you can download us on an app at Apple and Android stores and take us with you in your pocket. News Talk 93.1, it's just that easy. You can also go back and listen to the podcast of us on wherever you listen to your podcast. Again, that's who is News Talk 93.1. Coming up in just a couple of minutes is the one and only Greg Budell with the lovely Rosie. And we will continue keeping you posted on Dan Morris. And please do keep him in your prayers. Back again tomorrow.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The CDC recommending that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where COVID transmission rates are high, and recommends schools encourage indoor masking for teachers, staff, students, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status. Capitol Police officers involved in the January 6th riot have testified on Capitol Hill. The committee, chosen by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, held its